Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So forget fear. You can inspire. You can guide your child. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life.
Well, Homeschool Unlocked family, this is Jesus Aviles. I am joined now, not by Monica Aviles, not by the queen, but by one of the princesses, Mila Aviles. Mila, can you say hello to the community?
Hi, everyone.
So listen, I've pulled Mila in for this particular episode only because we've reached pretty much the end of the homeschool year, right? Which means the start of the summer. And I just wanted to have a conversation with her. I wanted her just to simply share some thoughts, some concluding thoughts of the year, and also really talk to us about this concept of end of the year exams, blue book exams, end of the year projects. I say that only because, you know, as a community, you know, we're trying to learn how to do this. We're trying to learn how to do it better. And I just want you know, just to have you hear from one of the kiddos. So my love, talk to me about your year. How was it? Anything crazy? Anything major happen?
Hi. So my year was great. I enjoyed all of the classes that I took. I did a lot of debates, which can get really crazy. And I took chemistry, which is very hard, but I got through it. So I'm thankful.
So Mila and I do our debates together. Am I right, Mila? When did you and I start working on debate together?
Oh, we started debate together in 9th grade, I believe.
So you know, Mila is a rising 12th grader, which means she's going to be a 12th grader this year. She just finished 11th grade. I guess by me saying that, you've been promoted. I don't know. I'm gonna hold that to myself right now. You know, for the dads out there trying to figure out, you know, how to get involved in the homeschool world. Listen, your kid has to take subjects in all kind of things, right? Math, language arts, science, the fine arts, the performing arts. Like, you know, part of homeschooling is you deciding as a family what to take, when to slow down, when to speed up, when to supplement, when to cut things short. And, usually around the high school age, I really step in and just try to figure out a way to better care, not just for the children, but for myself and for my queen. And so, you know, pretty much when my kids hit that whole high school age, I kind of take it upon myself and I really enjoy it. It's something that I'm good at. And we work through debate. We'll have one particular episode where maybe me and Mila will walk you through our entire process, the debate process, how we go from a question to formulating and structuring a plan, and how we anticipate other people's responses. But that's not what we're here about, right? We're not here to talk about debate per se, but debate is one of the subjects where I, as the dad, kind of step into the equation. So I just, you know, I pulled Mila in because, you know, she's done a lot of things recently. There's a lot of end of the year projects she's kind of pulled in, and a blue book exam. Can you just walk me through? Let's separate that. Walk me through some of the projects that you had to turn in at the end of the year, and walk me through this concept of a blue book exam.
Alrighty, so blue book is what we call my exams at the end of the year. This year I did a lot of subjects, and so the first project I did today was for philosophy. And it was my score analysis project, and that's basically talking about music. For this particular one, I wrote a paper and I made a board from the man who wrote It Is Well With My Soul, Horatio Spafford. I talked a lot about his life and a lot about his wife's life and a lot about his children and just the hardships that he had.
So let me get it right, Mila. Part of your end of the year project, what subject was this?
Philosophy.
So for philosophy, you had to put a paper together, you had to present a board, and did you have to orally present that, or you just kind of just left the board and let it talk for itself?
So I read through my entire paper while I let them look at the board, and then after I finished reading my paper, I asked if they had any questions about the board. I answered those questions, and then I talked a little bit more about specifically Anne Spafford. She had less to do with my paper, but a lot to do with my board.
Let me go back. Mila, when was the first time you kind of had to put a board together?
Oh, wow. The first time I had to put a board together, probably 7th or 8th grade for my science fair project.
All right. So let's look at the different components of just this last assignment. You had to put a board together. So we're talking about structure. We're talking about research. We're talking about collecting all that. We also talked about developing a research paper and then being able to orally communicate that. When was the first time you ever had to read out loud your research findings or some sort of poem or anything like that?
Well, throughout my elementary and middle school life, I did presentations weekly about anything. So that was kind of the first time that I did that. But sixth grade specifically is the first time that I wrote a complete essay by myself and I presented it by myself as well.
So in the past, when you were younger, did you know, because you had mentioned you were doing little presentations weekly, or were those on like roughly subjects you wanted? Did you get to pick that?
Yes. So every week I got to pick it. I could talk about an animal that I found interesting, some, you know, vacation spot I enjoyed, a person who I enjoyed. It was really any topic.
All right. So now Homeschool Unlocked, you may have been following my logic. You may have at some point in the conversation realized, okay, what's this guy doing right here? This is just a prime example of planning with the end in mind, right? And so Mila is approaching her senior year, so we know, right? So we know, okay, when Mila gets ready to graduate, she needs to know how to put this together. She knows how to deliver that information. She knows how to gather research. So let's think of all the components. Speaking in front of people, doing research, collecting boards, that we've slowly built up to that. And you see how, you know, at the elementary ages, you know, for those of you in the community with elementary age kids, super important that your kids become comfortable just simply sharing their thoughts, like organizing them and presenting them in a way that, you know, people can track and follow. Sometimes it's that simple. Let them pick the topic, because the content isn't what's important, right? It's the skill set, right? And so Mila's exercising a whole bunch of skill sets that we built throughout the years, right? Oral communication, written communication, what else? Presentation, right? All those things matter. So, okay, going back. So you put the board together. What other projects did you have?
I also had two original poetries that I had to share for literature. So throughout this semester and a little bit of last, every week we would write some original poetry and learn about different poets and how they put together their poetry. So I shared two of my original works.
So baby girl, would you like to share one?
Sure, I'll share one. Let's see. Okay, so this one was about my year, and specifically, I wanted to talk about this year because I really enjoyed it, but I didn't want it to be like, I'm so thankful that school's done. It was the worst year ever. I wanted it to be more of a thank you to my teacher and a couple of my classmates. So here we go. This is called My Thank You. As it comes to the end of the day, I will sit here and say how grateful I am for this spectacular Tuesday. Tomorrow I have no school, for it is the end of this season. For this reason, I will think about some spectacular people. Though teaching chemistry and poetry might seem like something easy, when you look at it daily, it can make you a bit squeezy. I am thankful, however, for the continuous grace that I have been shown by the people in this place. As the seasons change and time flies by, we bid farewell with a grateful sigh. Kylie, I will miss your competitiveness and the positive glow that you gift us with. Eliana, I will miss the gentle giggles, the silly guesses, and the fun squiggles. Now, thank you, dear teacher, for all that you do. Your guidance and wisdom have helped us through these times in our lives that we learn how to fly. You have inspired us to reach the sky.
Listen, for any music producers that are out there, I got a rapper. Her name is Little M. You know, she's here. I'm her agent. If you want, you know, if you're like a lyricist or you're like a DJ with music in the background, listen, we got the words. That was beautiful, sweetie.
Thank you.
That was excellent. How long did it take you to write something like that?
Well, at first it would take me like days because I was so lost, but that one took me about 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
So you wrote that in a couple of years and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Right? I faced that. I one time had a buddy of mine who was a painter, and he put something together. And if you know something about painters, you know, it gets to a particular point where they're super efficient. Man, but it looks so beautiful. And then they put a price tag on it. And you're like, dude, that took you like an hour to make. He said, no, 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 no. That took me about 35 years and 1 hour to make. And I'm like, I understand. My love, that was great.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got the poetry down. We got the philosophy down.
Uh-huh.
I had mentioned the concept of Blue Book. I'm not too sure what the rest of the homeschool community or you that are considering homeschool that are listening to this, what you might call it. But explain the concept of a Blue Book and who grades it and what's the standard and all that stuff.
Yeah, so Blue Book is basically just what we call our exams. We've always used that, and it's a bit nicer to hear somebody say, okay, we're doing Blue Book, than somebody saying, oh, we're doing exams. It's just a nicer way to say that. But I've been doing Blue Book all throughout high school and a bit throughout middle school as well, here and there. But it's basically, you can have the teacher grade it, or as a parent, you can choose to grade your child. And from what you see, from what they've written and the answers that they've given, you can decide things that you think that they did very well and you see them really shine, or things that you see that you guys can work on together.
And you can see Mila made a great point. It does get to a particular point where, as a parent, you gotta have to look at the material and the progress that your child has made. You gotta make a decision, you know? Is it best for the child to move forward to the next grade? And part of that is assessments. I mean, listen, Homeschool Unlocked community, you're going to have to do assessments. It doesn't mean somebody else has to do it. At the end of the day, though, you're going to have to make some determinations. You're going to have to take some measurements. You're going to have to make some decisions. And so, you know, when we look at Mila's, you know, end of the year portfolio, end of the year exams, you know, it isn't just, okay, she was able to properly construct a paragraph, an essay, put together a project, communicate herself clearly. It's an accumulation of all that, right? It's that and conversations with her and also having conversations with, you know, for some of us that are involved in some co-ops where some other parents are teaching other subjects, conversations tied to that as well. You know, over the summer, right, you think you're going to take off, you know, and I spoke to Mila a little earlier today. She's going to be taking consumer math, which is super cool, right? I mean, you're talking about a very practical level of mathematics, right? I mean, we could just jump into calculus or something crazy like that, but that's, man, you know, we want to enjoy the summer just a little bit, but we also want to be challenged just a little bit. And so the summer's a great opportunity to kind of maybe insert some fun stuff. And if consumer math seems to be too slow or not of any interest, you know, we shut it down and we can start a new mathematics in the year. But let me just ask Mila, since, you know, we talked about assessments, projects, Blue Books, anything else you want to share with a kid, right? With a homeschool kid, you know, where the parents are kind of considering it, or, you know, let's think about that. Put yourself in the shoes of a homeschool child where, you know, the parents are considering it. What would you say to them?
To the parent?
To the kid.
To the kid. Well, I would say be open to the idea. And you're going to really enjoy it. You're going to figure out the best way that you can learn. And with homeschooling, you're able to modify certain things that just help you grasp the information much better. Your friendships are going to be so, so strong. These are not just people you go to school with, but these are people that are actually your friends and that want you to succeed. These are people that are going to help you in class and that you can help back. And these are teachers that really care for you and they just want you to succeed. That's the only reason, you know, that they're here to watch you succeed and to help you grow. And just listen to your parents and ask them, you know, why they think this is best. And then listen to them and enjoy with them, have good conversations. And at the end of the day, just remember that the parents that you have love you so much and they only want what's best for you.
I like that, Mila. You know, you said so many wonderful things there. I think the first thing that stuck out to me was just the idea how you get to actually participate in forming your own education, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're considering homeschooling, whether you're the parent or, you know, I mean, I've known children. I mean, I have a sister that asked my parents to be homeschooled. Right. So it can work the other way as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, you know, the idea that you get to participate in forming and shaping both the content and the pace and what skills are being built. I mean, that's a for real thing. You know, you can ask to slow things up. You can ask to speed things up. You can ask things to be replaced. I mean, you get to legitimately own and take responsibility. Right. And so, you know, obviously when Mila was in kindergarten, first, second, third grade, there was not much, you know, hey, Mila, what do you want to do, right? Not too much of that, although we worked real hard to kind of gauge her interest and then tie, you know, a skill set and building that around her interests. But as you get older, you take greater control, and then what happens? It puts you in a wonderful, wonderful situation where you can virtually learn everything. You can learn anything. I mean, if we go back to our last episode, you know, we wanted to have a conversation about landscaping. You know what? Mommy looked at this and looked at that and went to the library and studied and read this. And we actually did the best we could with the information that we had. And we decided we got to go to an expert, right? Because we want to take the next level. And that's the same thing with homeschooling, right? You're going to grab it. You're going to learn the terminology. You're going to learn the structure. You're going to learn it the best you can. And then it may get to a point where you need to have a conversation with somebody else. And so, you know, I'm very blessed to have Mila in today's episode as she just, you know, just shared the whole assessment, the whole end of the year process. I'll open the mic back up just to see if there's anything else she wants to say. But I also am very thankful that, you know, she had a chance to speak to other homeschool kids. And she started off with be open with it. Parents, I want you to do the same thing. Be open with it. Be open with the concept that your child can participate and own their learning experience. You get them to do that, and there's nothing that can stop any kid. Mila, any last words?
Well, thank you guys for listening. Definitely, like Dad was saying, think about homeschooling because it is one of the best options and one of the best decisions that you can make. And remember that the people around you love you and they just want to see you succeed.
So Homeschool Unlocked family, remember our thesis, remember our premise, remember our purpose in terms of this particular podcast, which is homeschooling has a valuable experience that could only be kind of like achieved, experienced, right? While you homeschool. Right? People chase experiences all over the place, chase opportunities, chase experiences, chase time and space together. There's a special moment, special things that happen when the family gets together and we're learning together. So that's Homeschool Unlocked for this particular episode. Me and Mila, we say peace.
Peace out.
Out of here. Love you guys.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, Homeschool Unlocked, it's not school, it's life.